Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Rootscast. I'm Jeff Daverman, the creator of Root Concepts, owner of Infamous Network, and we are here discussing the ideas behind Root Concepts and how it applies to the lives of our fan base, the people that we work with, the folks who love what we do and want to use our artwork to express themselves and succeed in their own artistic endeavors.
All right, hey guys, welcome to another episode of Rootscast. My name is Drew Tracy. I'm the marketing coordinator here at Root Concepts, and Danny Fisher's out this week. She's going to be coming back as soon as she can, but I'm kind of pinch hitting for Danny this week just so we can roll out another episode for you guys and keep things consistent. Jeff, basically, it's been a really busy week for you and a busy couple of weeks, actually. So I really just want to ask you, what's been going on? What's new?
Yeah, thanks, Drew, and thanks for pinch hitting this week. Also want to give a shout-out to Dubskin for giving us our theme song again, Soon See the Light. We love it. So, yeah, it's actually been a really busy past couple of months, honestly. We have been celebrating our 20th anniversary since about the middle of April, and that looks like a lot of different things. So in about the middle of May, we opened up our shop here in Prescott and invited all of our local people, our local vendors and local customers to come check out the shop and celebrate with us. And that was a smashing success. Got to see friends old and new, and a bunch of people who have actually never been up to the shop before got to come up there and check it out. And we had some music and we had some food. We had some giveaways. We had all kinds of good stuff. So that was a great success. Over the past 3 months or so, we have been putting together our 20th anniversary product catalog, which I'm happy to say the first ones just went in the mail today. And so it's really, really exciting to have gone through that process again. And, you know, what's fantastic is that when I started the business 20 years ago with my friend John, I moved here to Prescott. He was already living here, and it was within about, you know, 4 or 5 months of living here that we decided that we were going to undertake this endeavor of being independent artists and putting our ideas out in the world on stickers. And when we decided that we were going to do that, we went gung-ho towards it. And what happened in 2016 here was really beautiful because we got to kind of recapture that energy of 96. I asked John if he would be willing to participate in helping me put together this catalog, because in those early days, John was the layout master. He was the one who put together a lot of those early catalogs. And so he agreed to do that. And it was a lot of fun. Of course, it had a few trying moments, but for the most part, not really. I mean, John really took this project on and really worked very hard at it, and we ended up with the result we were going for, which is a fantastic looking catalog. I'm really excited to show it to the world, and I'm really grateful that I was able to collaborate with John on this project, and I think that everybody's going to love it.
That's awesome. So this new catalog has become kind of a culmination of 20 years all in a single catalog, basically. So as I'm looking at it now, there's the first page is just a spread, basically a timeline of Root Concepts and Infamous Network.
That's correct. The reason why we decided to do that is because over the last 20 years, we've kind of intentionally been behind the curtain, so to speak. We've kind of, you know, intentionally taken a backseat and really wanted our artwork to represent us. But what we've realized in the age of YouTube and the internet is that people do want to know the personalities and the stories behind what we're doing. And so we decided to tell those stories a little bit. And that's part of the reason why we're doing this podcast and what we're doing on our blog, The Word, is going to be continuing to tell the stories behind Root Concepts. And so we started there right on the inside cover of the catalog. And then John had the idea of doing the middle spread of the catalog by featuring our top 40 all-time best-selling designs, which I thought was a great idea because it is the foundation of the Root Concepts sticker line. And what we've done in this catalog as well as we have several QR codes. And for those of you who aren't familiar with a QR code, basically you can get a little app on your phone called a QR scanner. And you can scan these QR codes that are in our catalog and it'll take you to a specific page on the website. And we have targeted these pages to essentially expand on the information that's in the catalog. So for instance, if you scan on the QR code on the About page, the inside cover, you'll go to the About page on our catalog online, which will essentially just give you more information and even deepen into the story.
That's great. So there's been a lot going on this year. And one new thing I really want to ask you about and get a little more information on is the new magnet line.
You know, we looked into several different things. Again, coming out with a big new catalog, we do that about once every 4 years these days. And so we did want to debut something, you know, that was going to essentially be a brand new line this year. And when we looked around at all the different options that presented themselves to us, it became pretty clear that magnets were kind of a natural fit to the line that we already have. I mean, first of all, because we do a lot of our own manufacturing of our own stickers, we already know that process pretty intimately. And so the magnet company that we're working with, we don't actually produce the magnets in-house, we job them out. But the company that we're working with, you know, they work with basically the same process. So there wasn't a whole lot to learn about how, you know, to submit the artwork for the magnets. And, you know, magnets like stickers, they have a lot of the same function. Although what's great about magnets is that, you know, they can be functional in a whole different way than a sticker. For instance, on a fridge, you know. The magnets that we ultimately settled on, I'm really happy with the quality of. I'm really happy with the fact that they are indoor-outdoor magnets. So, you know, if you don't necessarily are not inclined to stick a sticker on your car, maybe, this magnet is a great alternative for that.
That's great. So new for 2016 as well is a special edition Ultimate Disc, and it's not technically a new thing. Apparently, it's a throwback to the old days of Infamous Network and Root Concepts. And I know that you're excited to have that back, and there's a lot of buzz going around about that. Tell us a little bit more about that process that came into reigniting the Ultimate Discs.
You know, John and I were talking when we were in the beginning processes of figuring out the catalog and what we wanted to do this year to celebrate the 20th anniversary. And when we started the business, even before we started the business, before we lived in Arizona, we collaborated on an Ultimate Disc and had success with that. And then about the first, I want to say, 3 or 4 years that we were in business, every spring we would put some Root Concepts designs on 175-gram Ultimate Discs. Some of them would glow in the dark. Some of them would turn purple in the sun. We got some black discs at one point. And they were always a big hit. I mean, people that we were working with and our friends and community always loved the discs because they're such a durable quality and because they're just a neat item. And so we decided that for the 20th anniversary, it'd be really fun to, you know, make a special kind of an offshoot of the emblem that is on the cover of the catalog and just make a special graphic artwork design specifically for this limited edition disc that we did. And so John took the emblem that I made and he kind of tweaked it and made it a unique design. So that was also a collaboration, which was great and certainly thrown back to, 20 years ago. It was a lot of fun. And so beyond that, I mean, I'm just excited to be able to throw something out there again that's just going to be neat for the folks who remember back then and folks today who can help us celebrate, you know, to be able to throw these discs around. You know, I asked John, of course, we've been reminiscing quite a bit, you know, about the last 20 years and especially back in the day, 96 and those early days. And the other day I asked John about, if you remembered, about the origin story, about the first time that we collaborated before we even lived in Arizona. And he was able to recollect that pretty well. And so I asked him if he would be kind enough to record that, and then we could include it in this podcast, and he was kind enough to do that. And so let's give it a listen here a second.
So this is John Vanderpoel, and this is my recollection of the origin story of when Jeff Daverman and I started working together as a creative team. So it was the summer of 1993, and I was getting ready to go out on Grateful Dead tour with some friends. We wanted to have some wares to sell. We ordered some clothes from like Guatemala. You know, we were making grilled cheese and stuff like that, selling beers and Capri Suns and whatever. And I wanted to order Frisbees. I always liked playing Frisbee. I always liked Discraft 175-gram Ultra Stars, really good quality Frisbees, discs. And so we contacted Discraft, found out the deal on how to order them. And I put together my idea for this design, which was the Steal Your Face, Grateful Dead Steal Your Face with a pot leaf and a peace sign in the middle with the words, "Let your life proceed by its own design." I still have that original sketch somewhere, which, you know, wasn't very good, but the concept was there. And so I turned to Jeff, who's a friend of mine, who is a great artist, and asked him if he'd collaborate and help tune the artwork up and make it really shine and polished. And he did. Together we were able to put something together pretty magic. We had a hit right away, right out of the gate. Took that on East Coast tour, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland or something. Yeah, I think Cleveland. And it was a hit right away. People liked it right out of the gate. No doubt about it. It was a hit. So that was pretty exciting. Took it out of the West Coast. Took it out to California, Oregon, and San Diego to Oregon. And people loved it out there too. So we had a hit right away, which was great. And we kept going. So, you know, it took a little bit to get it to all figured out, to get all the way down to Prescott and get the printing press. And get to, you know, start to get it all put together with the branding and the lines and everything. But it's been a great adventure here 20 plus years later, and that's how it all began.
So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how I remember it too. I mean, John, you know, he basically dialed it in, and you know, that goes back to the early days, and certainly in the early days when we first started to, those were the last days of Grateful Dead tour, and the kind of the first experiences that we had that really kind of catapulted us in the direction of wanting to make contributions as independent artists. We got a lot of inspiration from the Dead Lot, that's for sure. So that was those were fun times. Those were great times.
Great. So before we wrap things up here, I kind of want to cover, there's several new designs that you've put out this year, and I want to make sure that we can talk a little bit about those, because I'm sure that later in the year there's going to be more. Which ones have you come out with this year that you're proud of and that you really want to bring attention to?
You know, we did come out with some new sticker designs as well as the magnet line. And I also want to mention, too, that, you know, we came up with a brand new lip balm flavor, which is ginger peach, which I'm telling you, it's tasty. And so check out the ginger peach lip balm. That also is making its debut in the new catalog this year. The designs, the sticker designs that are debuting here in the spring of 2016, I think there's probably about 10 or a dozen. There's a couple of vegan designs. John actually did a vegan for life design to go with his vegetarian for life design, and I also did a vegan design. You know, I'm not a strict vegan, but I am mostly vegan these days, and I think John is too. And so that's something that we have come into alignment with, and we know that people who are vegan, they like to let people know they're vegan. And so we're proud of that, and I think they should be too. And so that's one thing that I think that vegans will want to slap on their bumpers. So one of the other new designs that we did, one of my new designs, is a design, it's a mini sticker design that says, "In every moment, gratitude." And basically that design was derived from my poem, "From the Front Lines of the Nonviolent Revolution." It's actually the first line of that poem, And it's something that I keep coming back to over and over, is that over the last 20 years, you know, being an independent artist is a challenge. It certainly is an uphill climb. There's adversity and there is difficulty along the way. But overall, though, in every moment, gratitude. I mean, I just have to come back to the fact that we have been very, very blessed to be able to do what we do over the last 20 years and feel supported in doing what we do. And so I want to put the message of gratitude out there, and not just occasional gratitude, right? I'm talking every moment gratitude, because when it comes to gratitude, there can't be enough. Honestly, there is no too much gratitude. And to be able to come back into any given moment and give thanks for that moment, regardless of the circumstance, that's a root concept. Another design that I think is kind of the front runner to be the early bestseller of the new designs is a design that says, "I wonder." And this design is also taken kind of off of the idea of being inspired by the mystery, of asking questions and living into the question. And the idea of "I wonder" also made it into a recent poem of mine called "The Essence." And the end part of that poem kind of goes, "I wonder and keep wondering, so I know that I will grow." And the reason why I made a sticker that says "I wonder" is that to continue to wonder means to continue to stay open to possibilities. And when you're open to possibilities, you're open to growth. And so "I wonder" is a great little spark of inspiration. And it's a declaration for anybody who puts that on their bumper, that this is a person who is not steadfast in necessarily knowing all the answers, but is courageous enough to live into the questions. And so to me, that design has a particular resonance, I would say. Abandon aversion is also a new design that I feel really good about. Aversion is one of those things that we all have. We all are averse to things, particularly discomfort. By abandoning aversion, what we're doing again is we're staying open to possibilities and to being able to learn and grow from a circumstance, even if it involves discomfort. And I think that our ability to work with discomfort, manage discomfort, respond with integrity and character to things that happen, you know, that essentially maybe are beyond our control. You know, a lot of times that we just want to throw up a wall and allow our aversion to dictate our behavior. I think in many ways that can be counterproductive. I think that there are times where abandoning aversion is a proper call, because you just never know what might happen. And by being open to possibilities, that allows for so many more experiences to enrich life. And so abandon aversion is a design that I've been pondering for quite a while. And actually, I got to give some credit to my Uncle Doug for abandon aversion, because he's the one who gave me a little bit of enlightenment about what it is that my aversions are and why. And so I've been able to look at those things and let go of those aversions, and my life has been more rich because of that. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of what we're doing here at Root Concepts. If you were inspired by what you heard, click the link in the show notes and enter your information so we can send you more great messages like the one you just heard. Until next time, this is Jeff Daverman signing off. Thank you for listening. Peace.